Let's take care of all the initial stuff, and by the time Richard's up, he should be there. All right, so I'll call the meeting to order, and we'll have our invocation by Heather Groom tonight. So Heather, take it away.
All right, ready, everybody?
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to meet this way. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to help the town and be a part of things. We thank you for our many blessings, and we ask that you continue to bless us and our town and our country. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Heather. All right. Aaron's got the flag up there, so we'll do our pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Thank you, Aaron. All right, we have hey, Brad.
Hey, Mayor. Sorry.
That's all right. I figured you'd be on a second there. All right, we do have public comments tonight. Is anybody from the public would like to make any comments on any topic? You have 3 minutes. Just need to know your name and your address, please. Is anybody on? Aaron, do you see anybody?
No, sir. No one is indicating to me they'd like to speak.
All right, we'll move on to the agenda approval. The only thing we need to do is add 4A. We need to add a closed session. And I'll let pursuant to, we'll fill that in. Let's see, it's Melanie on board here.
I looked it up, Mayor. It's General Statute 143-318.1A5.
All right, we'll add that and make it 4A. Any other amendments or adjustments? All right, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as submitted?
Make the motion to approve the agenda as changed.
All right, motion by Mr. Shaw, second.
Amended.
By Mr. Ayers, all in favor, just say aye.
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 All opposed? All right, ayes have it. All righty. All right, first up is Mr. Richard Helms. Richard, thank you for coming out, and Brian and Matthews as well. Thank you all for coming out to talk about the water and sewer expansion in Western Union County. So I'll turn it over to Aaron sharing the screen right now.
Good evening. Just for everyone else, I'm Richard Helms. I'm one of your county commissioners. Stylings is very important to me. When I was small, I lived in a little house across the road from the rock store. And learned to ride a bicycle on a gravel driveway. And after returning from the Air Force, I built a house down on Greenbrier in Stallings. So I've seen a lot of changes in Stallings. So I'd like to cover some of those. Also on the call is Brian Matthews and Mark Watson, our county manager. Brian is now the assistant county manager responsible for utilities and planning. To go into the update a little bit, I want to tell you a couple of things that we have transpiring recently that are significant for the county and Stallings. We've broken ground on a new ag facility. We've broken ground on a new water intake for the Yadkin project. It's estimated to be complete about 2023, providing water for the Yadkin Basin. Along with that, we've broken ground on the water treatment plant, which is in out on 218, and it's also anticipated to be completed in 2023. Currently, right now, we're studying a wastewater treatment plant for the Lower Crooked Creek for the Yadkin, anticipating growth. We've broken ground on a new Sheriff's Administration building. The Sheriff's staff tripled in size since the original building, so they were busting at the seams. Aaron, next, please. Right now, we're in final design for completing a Western Regional Library built to build over next to Cutler's. And this is going to be a large, up-to-date, modern library facility, considerably larger than anything in the area right now. We're in preparation right now for breaking ground for a new 911 emergency services center, which will be located on the facility next to our DHS building. Today we had a beam signing for your new hospital in Stylings. That was kind of exciting. That thing's moving along nicely. We're also in the process, this is a little different, of distribution of $1.75 million in CARES fund to assist our small business during this COVID situation. I think all of the above demonstrates how fast our country is growing. In 2000, our population was approximately 123,500, and today it's approximately 240,000. A lot of that growth is in Stylings. Next. With this change comes extreme stress on our infrastructure. Roads. As you know, the Monroe widening has been delayed with no firm set completion time. That's creating backlog for our commuters as well. Our law enforcement has almost tripled since 1995. And utilities, new construction is driving our demand. Next. Speaking of utilities, we're blessed to have a working relationship with our municipalities. I know our staff met with your staff on October 6th and covered a lot of this information in detail. And the boards, I know I have the privilege of speaking with your board members on a regular basis. But how much services does Stylings use? I think it's interesting to, I was surprised at this, that 90% of Stylings residents are on county water. And 75% are on sewer. We are your utility provider. I think we need to formulate a more formal agreement on our relationship that provides consistent guidance today and for future council and commissions. Next. Therefore, it's imperative that we communicate. As you're aware, we have some constraints on our wastewater. Poplin is at capacity. This is a 1.5 million gallon day facility that is currently using 1.07 MGD and has committed for another 42. So therefore we can't accept any more permits. Now we've taken action anticipating this and we've had in the plans, we approved a new EQ tank that will increase our capabilities. This is a $15.8 million project starting in 2020 and be completed in 2022. Crooked Creek is at 80%. 80% requires us to formulate a plan of what we're going to do to handle the future demands. At 90%, they shut us off with no additions. Growth in our county is continuing. It's going to continue. We have to make reasonable decisions on its use. Next. I'd just like to recap some of the activities that directly affect Stylings. Stylings is 22% of our utilities in Crooked Creek, 41% in Poplin, and 4% in 12 Mile. We've got some future projects that will benefit Stylings. The 853 pressure zone, which will be 44,000 feet of 16-inch transmission line on Monroe Road at a cost of $14.2 million. This will be coordinated with DOT and the widening. Then we've got the 880 pressure zone, which is 1,400 foot of 16-inch to interconnect with Charlotte Water at a cost of $600,000. This is for backup with using Charlotte Water as a backup when we have a need. We've got a planned Stylings Road waterline improvement, 650 feet of 12-inch line between Monroe Road and Community Park Drive. We've got a 10-year project on septic tank and effluent gravity system to replace 54,500 feet of 4-inch with 8-inch. Like I said, this is over a 10-year project, and it's a $14.6 million project. On October 6, our staff met with your staff and covered much of this information with a little more detail. And I've sent another PowerPoint of that review so you can see the more details. I have been extremely impressed with our staff's interaction with one another and other municipalities as well. Several years ago, we assigned a commissioner to each town. I am assigned as your representative. And I know that Linda's and Mr. Martin's called me several times to have a conversation, and David and I talk frequently as well. So I welcome your calls so we can communicate better. We need to formalize how we communicate our current and future plans. We're suggesting a biannual check-in meeting to continue those that communication. Like I said, I suggest that we formalize our process. And additionally, there is a House Bill 873, which is system development fee collection charges to be collected at the time of the building permit. That's new, and it's effective January the 1st, 2021. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to working with you in the future, and I'd like to offer to answer any questions you may have.
All right. Hey, Richard, thank you. And Brian, thank you for being here, and the county manager and Mr. Watson. So thank y'all. One question I have, what does EQ stand for, Richard? Or?
Equalization tank. That's a tank that's going to hold, what is it, Brian, 1.5 million gallons of effluent?
Yeah, it basically what it does is it allows us to flow the water, the wastewater, at different periods of time. So it really allows us to take advantage of when we have peak hours, we can hold back that flow. And then at 2 o'clock in the morning, when no one's using that, then we can flow it through the system. It'll gain us about 800,000 gallons in actual additional capacity.
Of sewer?
Of sewer, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And so, and the thing about it is, since we're using Catawba water in the Yadkin Basin today, we've got a 5 million gallon permit to move across the basin. And anything that we run over that, we have to send the water back through the system to compensate for that extra usage. So it's critical that this process work since we've been growing so rapidly.
And council members might have mentioned to us, we have a large project. Developers come to us at the corner of Ottawa Road and 485. And they've come to us with, we've had 5 meetings with them trying to work out a development agreement. And one of the questions that they couldn't answer today that they asked us to ask you was water and sewer. So we got the answer on sewer. You're doing the equalization tank in 18 months, but what about water in that area? Right now in the future.
Brian, can you tell them how close that water is? I don't have it with me right now.
As far as capacity goes, water really is not an issue for that project. The issue we really had was, number one, we were limited in capacity, and now we've actually run out of capacity. And number two, because we were limited in capacity, we weren't really willing to serve development on the other side, on the Mecklenburg County side, because it didn't yield any property tax benefits for us. Now that we've actually approved the EQ tank, and it'll take about 18 months for that to actually become active, anyone wishing to take advantage of that is allowed to go through the design process. They can get their plans approved. They will not necessarily receive a letter saying there's capacity. They'll just have their plans approved. And then whoever's first will be put number one ranked, and then they'll be in number two. And when the capacity comes available, number one will get it first, and number two will get it second. and then so on until, of course, that capacity is ultimately used up again.
The sequence or the in order is just how they file, not how much tax revenue they bring in or anything like that?
Yes, sir. It is whoever gets to the finish line first, no matter how big or no how small they are.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any other questions, sir? Linda?
Yes. I wanted to ask if the 75% of Stallings residents are on sewer, does that include the gray line system?
Yes, ma'am. In fact, that is the item that Commissioner Helms was talking about, the effluent gravity system. That is actually the gray line system. So the next 10 years, the plan is for the county to actually remove and replace that with traditional sewer connections. But it is a 10-year program. Both Indian Trail, Stallings, and Waxhaw actually have those types of systems.
Okay, thank you.
May I jump in?
Yeah, just jump in.
Richard, you'd mentioned something right when you were closing about a fee of some sort that starts on January of 21.
Yeah, that's a new House bill, 873. And Brian can correct me if I say this wrong, but traditionally when you didn't pay your fees until the end of the process, well, now you're going to get to pay, you get to pay them at the beginning of the process.
So
Is that a done deal?
Yeah, the way the system development fees, and Commissioner Helms, what I'll do is give a little more detail.
Okay.
System development fees are what we charge the developer to help pay for the costs that we incur for that and future development. And we're allowed to collect that. Previously, we collected all that money at the very beginning of the project. So the developer would come in, they'd sign an agreement with us, and we would collect that money for the entire project. So if it was a 200 lot subdivision, we got all of that money up front. Then the legislation changed to where we were only able to collect that money at the time that the developer was platting lots. So when they platted lots, we could collect those money at time of platting lots. This new legislation that Commissioner Helms is talking about, which goes into effect in January, now requires for the county to wait until a building permit for a home is actually applied for. And so we will be collecting those individually on each single lot as soon as a building permit. So it's really almost at the back end of the process.
Is it, you said homes, is it also commercial buildings
it
as
does.
Well?
It does. It's a little different on how homes and commercial is. Homes are based on a subdivision standard. Commercial, if you're not dividing the property, it really depends on, are you adjacent to it? Are you having to extend sewer to serve it? So if you're having to extend sewer to serve it, that is it. When we extend it, that's when you have to pay it. If you're adjacent to it, it is going to be when a building permit is applied for.
So this system improvement fee, how is that different from an impact fee?
Yeah.
It
doesn't go to schools.
So it essentially, I mean, I guess you can call it whatever you want. It is, in a sense, a fee that the General Assembly allows for, and this is only for utilities, to collect in anticipation of future development. So I guess you could call it an impact fee, but it's called a system development fee.
Is there a maximum formula or some dollar amount that you can't exceed?
There is. So what you actually have to do, each individual jurisdiction has to do a study. Then they have to pick the method for how they're going to actually calculate that. And then that method is what we use throughout that time frame. If we want to change the method, then we have to do a brand new study. And we have to use that. What the commissioners have done is they were given a high, medium, low as far as that rate. They actually originally selected the medium rate. At this point in time, that system development fee has now been changed. It's at the higher rate. I don't have that number in front of me, but it is calculated based on the formula we evaluated in the study.
In that study, did you look at, you know, some of the higher density uses, say, like apartment buildings, for example? Apartment building, how are you doing the system development fees, by unit or just by the square footage of the building?
So the system development fee is essentially by a unit. It's not by square footage.
Okay.
All right, anybody else? All right, well, Richard, what's the next step that you want to take?
Well, I'd like to continue to have conversations with you. And I think one of the things we need to do is let our staffs get together and start talking about how to formalize some kind of agreement that everyone will know what to expect in the future.
And do you have any idea what the commissioners are looking for in the agreement?
Well, I think we need to, you know, we need to have an understanding on a lot of the information we talked about tonight, so that we would understand what to expect. There are some communities that are making commitments that we may not be able to fulfill. And I think the more we communicate, the better we will be able to ensure that both of us will be able to stand up to whatever commitments we make.
It's first come, first serve. So if a town is blasting away with getting stuff done, they're going to get in line before anybody else, right?
Well, it's kind of like, David, I'm getting ready to build a house, and we have this short line extension that we're serving people with right now. We increased it from 600,000 to 5 million a year. And where I'm building, I need 120 foot of frontage. I got to get in line like everybody else. So, we're all subject to that first come, first serve. But you got some, you know, the hospital we did today, I think you've got some additional buildings they want to build, and there's some capacity issues there that I think Poplin's going to resolve, Brian. I think what I remember, that EQ tank ought to help with that.
Yes, sir, it does help. Now, ultimately, it is, you know, obviously it's a defined amount. That's not going to last forever. So we will have to have a longer term solution, which we have a plan for a longer term solution.
Well, that's why we're discussing that Lower Crooked Creek, because, you know, the county's going to grow. So we can't fool ourselves and say that that we're not going to need any future facilities. So Brian and his staff are planning right now. They've already sited a place and doing a study to make sure that it meets the environmental standards and everything. So we're trying to get ready, but that's 8 to 10 years, I think, to come up with a wastewater treatment plant. But we'll eventually need it. We know that, but we're trying to be prepared.
Well, grow is an interesting word, Richard. As you know, and Brian knows as well as anybody, that Stallings is landlocked, and we don't have a certain amount of land left to be developed, and we certainly like to keep some of it green. So that'll be interesting over the next 5 to 10 years, how that plays out.
Well, that's true, but you've got, you know, how you build out is can facilitate what growth is. You know, I'm sitting here looking at Linda's picture, and Linda knows from being on Carpo that roads are a major obstacle for us right now. I think about other areas of the county, and I'm getting inundated with super high density developments that once they build, then it's going to take forever to get out of the county. And a lot of it dumps right out through Stallings.
Yep, right through us.
So we have to be responsible in what we build. And I know the board's looking at that.
All righty. Anything else, Richard, Brian, or Mark? All right. Well, thank you all for coming tonight.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity. All right. It's always good to talk to you.
Anytime.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, next up is our open space discussion. So I'll turn that over to Lynn and John. All right. Alex, you didn't, I know y'all got something from the COG.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mayor Dunn. I believe Director Hare has a presentation. So as we load that, I will just let y'all know what's going on. Okay, great.
Len's still on mute.
I think she was having some problems earlier because I think she dropped and rejoined a couple of times.
Yeah, she's not on. Give her a second to come back.
Mayor, Director Hare is not able to resolve this AB issue in the next several seconds. What I might suggest is move on to the next agenda item, and then once Director Hare is hopefully able to resolve that issue, we can revisit this topic.
That's fine. We'll table the open space move on to the downtown revitalization recap with you and Brad.
Right. Thank you, Mayor and Councilmember Richardson. Invite you to kind of pop in here and let's kind of tag team this. I believe where we left this last time is we went over the downtown committee's suggested next steps. And following that, what the council tasked myself and Councilmember Richardson with doing was reaching out to some of the key property holders around the core area that was potentially identified. And to start out with, we drafted and sent out a letter to all those property owners just along Stallings Road, just letting them know, hey, we're talking about downtown issues and we would love to have a conversation with you. If you're willing, sent that out to approximately 25 property owners. There are more parcels than that, but some folks own more than one piece. And we've met with one property owner thus far, and I think we've got about 7 meetings set up over the next several weeks at various times from the morning to at night. So, I think right now we're not going to be obviously completed in time for this meeting with all the different meetings we need to have. And so I think our suggestion would be to let's kind of table the item until we're able to kind of complete those discussions with those property owners. Councilman Richardson, what did I leave out?
Nothing. I think you did a good job. Maybe remind you of the point. The point is before, you know, we sort of broaden the reach of communicating about a future downtown and why we would have one, why we would need one, as a courtesy, just to touch base with those who own property. Many of them live in the area or live in the property. Some of them are out of town. But I'll applaud Alex. He's done a really good job of being responsive, and I'm very pleased that we'll sit down with, by my estimate, about half of the parcels by the end of next week, maybe more. So I'm excited about doing it.
Well, I want to say thank you, Brad and Alex, for taking this on, because Linda can tell you we probably started talking about this in 2005. And I think it's a very important initiative for us to develop some type of downtown. I don't care how small it is or what the scope of it is, but just some sort of identity. So thank you all for doing this, and hopefully we'll get some progress in the next couple of years, and I know we will. Any other comments for Brad or Alex on this? All righty, we'll go back to open space. I checked, and Lynn still hasn't been able to get on, I don't guess. No. Well, Lynn?
Mayor, if I may, let me try to reach her on her cell phone. I'm going to mute in a minute, just see if I can reach out to her and see what.
Alex, can you hear me?
Oh, perfect. Hey.
Oh, good. Okay. I think I figured it out. I got kicked out earlier, great, and it kicked me out of the audio, and I didn't realize it, so I had to come back in the audio part, too. So I apologize for that. Are you guys ready for me to begin?
Yes,
Mr.
ma'am.
Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good evening. This is just a quick presentation about the proposal that council requested staff acquire from the Council of Governments concerning the rewrite of Article 21 to the open space section of our development ordinance. And Aaron, you can go ahead and forward the slide. And so I'm not gonna go over these. In September, we met and council had requested that staff present a report just going over what our open space requirements were, and several deficiencies were identified specifically with Article 21. Next slide. So again, council requested that we get a quote from Central Line or Regional Council for technical assistance with the rewrite of this article. Next slide. I spoke with Michelle Nance, who's the planning director at the COG. She did provide me with a scope of work for providing us with technical assistance on this. The quote she gave us included two steps. One would be an initial meeting with the town where they would meet with staff basically to establish goals. They would also have conversations with council on what those code updates were, establish protocols for the code reviews and feedback, and then determine those timelines. They would also write the development ordinance text and prepare summary slides. They would be preparing a draft of Article 21, and then they would be presenting that to council. Next slide. I'm just going to touch on this real briefly. One of the things that was mentioned by council when we had the conversation about hiring COG was how to incorporate public input. We had some discussions about this. We did speak with COG about it. We felt like this is really a technical rewrite. We feel that when we were going through the comprehensive land use process, as well as the Parks, Recreation, and Greenway Master Plan process, we held several open meetings where we sought public input. We came away from both of those processes understanding that open space was a priority. So we felt like we have solicited the town's input on their impressions and the importance of open space. We staff feels that what would work best, rather than having COG provide that, which could be an expensive addition to the quote, that we could hold a public meeting in the town council format where people could comment on the draft when it's presented. We could put it on the website, that type of thing, and solicit input on the just that small chapter that way. Next slide. The timeline for this, COG anticipated it would take around 4 months. If they get started in November, they're anticipating having the adoption and the project wrapped up done by February. Next slide. And the moment you've been waiting for, the cost of task one and two that COG quoted us was $7,500. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to address those.
All right, any questions for Lynn? Well, every time we get a quote from COG, we think it's high, and we don't know how many hours it's gonna take other than they say it's 4 months, but every time we've gone back to them, they've given us a lower price. So that would be my suggestion, that we tell them they're 10% high, see if we can get a $750 reduction out of them. Anybody concur, or will they want to move forward?
I'd always like to get
in the past and they reduce it. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't ask this time and see if they reduce it. That's kind of seems like a win-win kind of scenario. If they do, that's good for us. If they don't, then we're no better, no worse off.
Right. All it is a phone call, right? It didn't take much time.
As long as they, as long as we can still keep the timeline the same, I'm perfectly fine with going back and asking for a discount.
Yeah, good point.
Any way we could decide yay or nay, which probably yay, I'm a yay, and allow staff to make the best, get the best price possible and move forward without having to come back to us?
I like that.
Yeah, if they don't get this, if they don't get the 750 or the 10% or whatever they offer us, sure. You know, we can decide tonight if we want to move forward with this. Heather, Brad?
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
I agree with y'all.
All right. So can I get a motion then with the stipulation in there that we're going to go back to COG, and then if not, we'll move forward with this, so somebody could sort of wind that up?
I'll make that motion that we go to the Charlotte Regional Council. That's their new name now.
Yeah, sorry.
And it's hard. I call them COG still, and I'm on the committee. But we go back to CCR, get the best price available, up to $7,500, and then they can approve staff. Staff is approved to make that deal at the best price available.
Second. So,
yeah. All right, that sounds clear to me that we're going to ask staff to go back to the CCR. Is that correct? Is that what you
CRC.
Said? CRC. Yep.
Charlotte Regional Council.
CRC, got it. And at a maximum of $7,500, we'll try to get them down 10%. So, all right, we have a motion by Mr. Searle, second by Mr. Martin. Can I get a roll call, please, Aaron?
Yes, sir. District 1, Martin.
Aye.
District 2, Scholl.
Aye.
District 3, Paxton.
Aye.
District 4, Grooms.
Aye.
District 5, Ayers. District 6, Richardson.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, thank you, Lynn, for that. And so we look forward to hearing if you were successful in any salesmanship. I can give you some tips.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'd appreciate that.
All right. All righty. So let's see. So we've wrapped up downtown recap, so we need to go into closed session. So, Linda, can you make the motion since you've got the number there, the general statute?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I make the motion that we go into closed session pursuant to General Statute 143-318.1A5 to discuss acquisition of real property.
All right, motion by Ms. Paxton, second by?
Mayor Dunn, if I may, Mayor Pro Tem Paxton did an excellent job with that motion. If I, after talking with the town attorney, I'd like to cite the parcel numbers that we're going to be going in to discuss.
All right, go ahead.
So the first parcel number is 07126008A. And the second parcel number is 07126012A. Thank you.
All right, got it. All right, can I get a second on this?
Second.
Second by Mr. Martin. All right, now we got a sign off here. Did everybody get see the email from Aaron for the Zoom meeting for the, we did it pretty good last time, so. All right, so we'll sign off here.